Next up, an interview with AI expert Suzanne Livingston.
In Novocene, the coming age of hyperintelligence, environmental thinker James Lovelock argues that the Anthropocene, a period when human activity has dominated the planet, is over, and we now live in the Novocene, an age in which new beings emerge from artificial intelligence, AI, systems. These hyper-intelligent beings work alongside humans, protecting and enhancing the planet's health, and ensuring that the intelligence of Earth survives and prospers. Lovelock, creator of the Gaia Theory, wrote the non-fiction book when he was 100 years old. He died in 2022, but lived to see AI become a subject of phenomenal interest and mass speculation. In 2019, the same year Lovelock's book was published, the exhibition AI More Than Human opened at the Barbican in London. Curated by Dr. Suzanne Livingston and Maholo Uchida, the show has since travelled to Europe and China, evolving with the development of new AI technologies. To find out more, Speak Up contacted Dr. Livingston. An expert in the philosophy of cybernetics, she works as a strategist helping organizations plan their future based on technological developments. Putting together the exhibition was a challenge, she admits. How do you make accessible something that is just mathematics and that is evolving across disciplines in so many different ways? As she explains, it is part of our human software to want to surpass ourselves.
There's all kinds of theories, psychoanalytic theories about robotics and doppelgangers and how they help our development and our sense of identity and place in the world. Obviously, the stories of Frankenstein, but it goes all the way back into the history of religions and into animism, and even in medieval times, the efforts to create a human being using alchemy. So there's something in us as human beings interested in creating mirror images. And when those mirror images come to life, we find it thrilling and terrifying.
One big concern about AI is its propensity to manipulate, that it replicates gender and racial bias, that it can reproduce convincing disinformation very quickly, and that it might hallucinate, the term used when AI insists on something factually incorrect. To what extent can we trust the machine? Humans should take responsibility for these issues, says Livingston. While an AI can be prompted by a human, human education from a young age is important.
We've had disinformation since the dawn of time. The problem is now things are operating with a speed on a scale with a reality that's unlike anything we've seen in the past. We need to be developing our own critical faculties. We need to really think hard about what we buy, what technology we use, what information we give to it, how we vote, the role we play as citizens in this society. AI in war is an important topic for sure, and there's important lobbying to make sure that there are limits on that. And AI is being used to correct its own problems, to discern what content has been made by AI, to address and correct the very problem of bias.
Speculation can hype one area of AI over another. In 2020, a language model AI called GPT-3 was released to acclaim as open source software by the company OpenAI. Its successors, GPT-4 and the closed source ChatGPT, have competitors in Microsoft's Bing, Google's Bard, and Meta's Llama. But interest may not reflect or even provoke actual progress in AI, says Livingston.
During the pandemic, AI wasn't being discussed at all. Although AI helped a lot in terms of drug discovery and tracking infection and helping analyze scans in hospitals, since then, there's been a surge in AI and creativity. the idea that this piece of technology could synthesize all of human knowledge and give you a comprehensive answer to almost any question was amazing. But I've been using it more recently. I've not found it so good.
Even highly skilled jobs in law, finance, engineering, or culture are at threat from AI-driven automation. However, says Livingston, for the moment, AI is changing jobs rather than replacing them. It is up to us to keep up to date and keep an eye on unethical business practices that use AI as an excuse.
There's a lag between where the technology is going and the legal frameworks. But I believe that problem is one between the employer and the employee. In large businesses, small businesses, us as consumers, working out how we want to engage, what we buy into and what we don't buy into, not being steamrolled by value systems that we don't agree with. That's not to say that there won't be scenarios where the technology's gone rogue, pirating of people's voice and image and identity. But we've had the problem of piracy for decades. And there are laws around it. So I hope we will catch up.
Some people think AI will rise up and kill us all. We asked Livingston about that.
That conversation about human extinction is wiping out a lot of other very important conversations, not least the question of climate change. And for as much as it can be seen as a huge threat to life, it could be something that really helps us make much better uses of the planet, much more efficient uses.
So be optimistic, urges Livingston.
Optimism for AI means optimism for everything. The areas of AI that I'm particularly interested in are those areas which are about solving social problems, AI to help treat cancer, AI to balance the world's energy supply, or AI to help autistic kids be more appropriately educated at school. These developments are quite incredible.